Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in Mississippi on WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you. For those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad that you could join us today. And then, of course, those joining us around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could listen to this segment as well. It is really a true honor to be able to welcome our next guest to our program. Lacey Phillips is making his first appearance on our program. Many is known to him, of course, as Uncle Earl. He's an individual who's been able to do what he loves, though, in so many different ways, as an actor, a singer, a songwriter, a dancer, definitely involved in a lot of great projects. We're going to talk to Lacey not only about his own journey in the entertainment industry, but also the recent endeavor that he's imparted on, that being Earl Hits Records. If you just know hearing about the label imprint, we'll tell you a little bit more about that and the single that's coming out soon. Lacey, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing?
Hey, doing really good. Like as I said, it's really an honor to be able to have you on with us. A lot of great projects you've been able to work on, but also, I mean, you've been able to reflect on a lot too, Earl, you know, along the way as you've been able to do this great work. I mean, first of all, what has it been like for you to be able to think about the projects you've been a part of and to reflect on this career you've been able to have?
You know, I have to tell you honestly, first of all, I have to give it up to the Almighty because we cannot do anything alone. And there is a universal energy and a force that helps propel us forward. And I've just been blessed to have opportunities to create, to share with others. And by doing that, I've acquired tools that I've used and shared throughout my journey. You know, I started this business when I was 9 years old. I got into the business, got my union card at 9. And I don't know how I did that because I didn't really study. Somehow I was blessed. My mom was a singer and actress, Sandrice Phillips. You might know her from Lean on Me, the film Lean on Me. She was Mrs. Powers.
Right, right.
Sang the song. That's my mom. So I grew up around entertainment and theater. I was a backstage kid. And I just would sit there and I'd soak everything up like a sponge. You know, just I watched what the crew was doing, what the people on the stage, what the people behind the scenes. I watched both sides. So my toolkit is full. I didn't know what to do with it, but I had it, you know.
Right.
So that was the beginning. That was really the beginning for me.
And like you said, to begin at such a young age, and then with Bette Davis of all, I mean, you know, I think we have to mention that. I mean, what an amazing thing. And then to look at all the greats that you've been able to work on, all the great projects over the years. Now, I mentioned to many people you are known as Uncle Earl, and I said to you before we began the segment, I think it's important for us to talk about how that name came about because you are the president also of Uncle Earl Productions. So how did that name come about?
Well, let me tell you. What had happened was, when I was very little, when I was a baby, I had bow legs, a sway back, a pot belly, and I used to waddle when I walked. So one day I was walking around. My grandmother, she, bless her heart, she's rest in peace, Rosa Dinkins, she was looking at me. She says, boy, you are an old soul. I'm going to have to find a name for you. You know what? I'm going to call you Uncle Earl. So I got the name Uncle Earl when I was a baby. Like, I was about 3 years old, wobbling around. She said I just had such this old soul, and she said she saw great things coming out of me already. And I was talking at a young age and walking around. I was trying to dance already. So they said, oh, you got too much up in there. You somebody else, you know. And they're from the South. They're from the South, Mullen, South Carolina, so you understand the Southern people.
Right, exactly. Exactly,
yeah.
For sure. And, you know, it's interesting, though, that you kept that, though, you know, Lacey, because I think it's so great. You know, I always try to be mindful myself, and I think I was raised by my grandmother, and, of course, spent a lot of time with her. A lot of people, I think, can resonate with that. But I think also, isn't that kind of the anchor for you to remember that where you came from, where you began? Has that been able to help you throughout your career?
Yes, it has, because it always takes me back to the source, back to the roots, back to my beginnings, and back to basics. Because in this industry, you know, there's a lot of things out there that can lead you, pull you, sway you, destroy you. And if you don't have your foundation, your faith, and a good support system, you'll just be, like I call, the walking dead. you know, you'll just be out there in oblivion because I just moved back home to New York, which is another great foundation. I'm from New York. I was raised and born in New York, but I lived in L.A. for about over 20 years. And I just moved back home because I felt the need to come back because I also got who I was. I was trying to be what everybody wanted me to be and what they thought I should be. And I was like, well, who am I? So I came back home to my mama, to my house with my mother, and I've got it back together now, you know. So for me, foundation and faith is really important.
Right.
And remembering where you came from, because once you go out there, you have to pull on that to save yourself. You must save yourself every day of your life because it's not given.
Right.
You know, yeah.
This is so true, and I think it's a great reminder for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Mr. Lacey Phillips. You know him, of course, also as Uncle Earl. He just shared with us the story as to how that name came about. But he is the president of Uncle Earl Productions. But also, this year he's celebrating the beginning of his new imprint, Earl Hits Records. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later, Lacey. But I definitely want to talk about, you know, not only have you been able to do great things in your own career in so many different ways, as I said, as an actor, as singer, songwriter, dancer, but you've also been a teacher. And it seems as though for you that teaching has been almost as important as anything else. Would you say that's true?
Yes, I would say that's true, Cyrus, because in teaching, you learn. When you know you give, you receive, because it's a cycle that happens here. There's a synergy that happens between teacher, student, teacher, because it makes you become a better communicator. It makes you remember to stick to the basics, because the fundamentals are the important thing. And I've had to teach in many different countries where I didn't even speak the language. So that's another double whammy on your back. You must really be precise. You must really be focused. And you have to be compassionate, because just because someone isn't doing what you showed them or you told them to do, it doesn't mean they can't do it. They may not understand, or they just may have a learning challenge. I never like to say disability. There may be a challenge there, and it's up to you as a leader to find that key to unlock the goodness in each person. So I give very specialized treatment. Even if I have a classroom of people, I am hands-on, Cyrus. I believe in no child left behind, for real.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's been my mantra through the years. I've taught in Japan, I've taught in Canada, I've taught in Australia, I've been around the world with it, and it's been awesome for me because I learn. The students teach me and give me so much more. I mean, people have been great, because I don't speak those languages, and they've taken care of me, and, it's just been awesome. It's really been wonderful.
Yeah, and that would be great for those who you've worked with as well. What is it like for you to hear from them, Lacey, as to how your work ethic has impacted them and inspired them?
You know, I never look for rewards or accolades. I plant seeds and keep moving forward to another field. That's how I like to look at it. And you should never... You should never sit over and watch your crops. I mean, just grow. You know, you plant the seeds, you take care, you tend to them, you water them, and then you move on to the next side and you lay some more seeds. So I've been laying seeds my whole life, and it's awesome when I get an email or a call or from someone who said, oh, Mr. Lacey or Uncle Earl, thank you so much. I did something that I didn't think I could do, or I got this opportunity. That so much more so rewarding than money to me, because that's a human exchange that you cannot pay for. When you've actually nurtured someone or made them see something they thought they couldn't do and it happened for them. Just give you an example. I first started teaching in Japan when I was only 20 years old, and that's amazing. Because that never happens. And they were like, oh, you can't tell them how old you are because they won't respect you. I happened to look a little more mature, and I grew a mustache to help. But I went there, and I taught for years. And then some of my students came over here to America and won Star Search when that was on TV back in the day. And that was like, really? I had them from the very beginning. I mean, I wasn't their only teacher, but I was there at the very beginning of their careers. And to be in the audience to see that happen, Cyrus, I was through the moon. I just got chills.
Right.
You know, because that's what it's all about. It's not about you all the time. It's about what can you do for society, for humanity, for someone else, and that just raises you up so much more than what you could ever do for yourself.
Yeah, you know? I think that is such the amazing thing. And now, of course, you're continuing to be able to pay it forward by not only being able to have a platform, Lisa, where you can be able to nurture other talent. You know, do you feel as though that's also part of the responsibility you have? Because to be able to take your wealth of knowledge you've been able to glean from across this country and around the world, and to be able to use it now through Earl Hitz Records to be able to nurture and share that great talent that's out there.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another step, but I'm going to say, what am I going to hold on forward to for? Can I take it with me when I go? No.
Right.
So
right.
You need to release. You know, you use that cup you so that it can be refilled. You know, we need to let go, let God, and move on. So before we go to the Earl Hitz record, I must say this journey for me started about 8 years ago with a project called Ultimate Underground. And I put together a 10-year plan at that point, and I have to set this up. I was working at NBC as a music librarian in L.A. on the show The Singing Bee with Ray Chu and the crew from Showtime the Apollo. And we started the show. It was going great. We did one season, and the job ended. I thought life was over, and I honestly went manic. I mean, I was depressed. I thought it was over. I was like, oh, my God, I went to a midlife crisis slump. And then I tried to do some destructive things. I'm honest about this. I did, but God grabbed me and said, no, this just cannot happen. You cannot go like this. So I sat down with a pen and a paper, and I made a 10-year plan. I'm at year 8 now, and this is happening. I'm really in disbelief, but Ultimate Underground was a global music arts and education project. And under that umbrella, there was radio, TV, film, theater, music, and a record label. My dream is coming true through perseverance, struggle, hard work, sacrifice, devotion, dedication, passion, and pride. And that's why I'm talking to you today. So Earl Hitz Records is a stem under that umbrella. So it's a bigger project than the record company because I've worked in so many different areas in my life. And people are like, oh, you're a jack of all trades, but a master of none. I said, well, I'd rather be that than just up out of here or a drug addict or someone strung out on the street because they were has-been and didn't, you know, thought that life owed them something. And life never owes you something. And when you get those lessons, you have to use them as tools. You can take it like, woe is me, and become a victim, or you can become the victor. And I chose the victor route. And let me tell you, I ate a lot of ramen and shared it with my cat through the years because, woo, buddy, I was almost sleeping in my car for a minute there before I came to New York, you know. And it's just awesome to go through the journey. And when you look back on it, say, you know, I'd do it all over again the same way. I wouldn't change it. But get to your question. Earl Hitz Records is more than me. It's a safe haven for artists to truly and freely creatively express themselves. And I am one of the revolutionaries in this industry. I helped start the movement in L.A. to take away the genre boxes that people are put in because people are creative beings. They're not just a pop artist or a rock star or an R&B diva. People are musical. They are creative. They have, it's like a rainbow has colors. So do people. We put people in these boxes they can't get out of, and that's where you have all these fatalities and people go crazy and start hearing voices because they're not living their true passion and dream. And I never want to do that to people. I never want to put restraints on an artist. So I'm an artist. I understand what it feels like, so I'm here to take care of the art first and foremost with this company. Yeah.
And I think that's the great thing. And one of the singles that people can be expecting is coming out actually on June the 20th. It's available for pre-order right now through our audience favorite online retailer. That is Are You Ready? So
Are you ready?
They could actually listen to a teaser right now on your Facebook fan page. You know, of course, if they go over to be able to pre-order. But talk to us a little bit about this song and how it came about.
Wow. You know, it's kind of insane. Actually, because I wrote this song and I didn't expect anything out of it. I reached out to, I was online one day and I saw this DJ. He popped up and, you know, I listened to his music. I was like, that's pretty good. I was like, wow, I should try to do a song. And I reached out to him. He's in Switzerland. I said, man, DJ Enjoy, would you please send me a track? Let's do something together. I'm feeling really creative. I haven't been singing for a while, and I'd like to just do something. So he says, okay, okay. He sent me this funky track. I was like, wow, I didn't know what to do with it. And I said, well, what came to mind is like, are you ready? Because are you ready? I know a lot of people have done it, but for me, it was like, are you ready to receive your greatness? Are you ready to challenge yourself? Are you ready for the future? Are you ready to release? Are you ready to have a good time? So are you ready is ambiguous and it's open to anything you want to be. So I just sat down and wrote this little party tune and I put it out there and I was like, okay, just let it go. And all of a sudden I got this message from this company that it won an award. I was like, really? I said, I wrote the song in like 15 minutes. You know, it was one of those things. But I just put it's simple, but I put my passion into it, and I won an award for Best Funk Dance Artist with the Academy of Music Awards last year, May 2015. And it's been in circulation in over 50 radio stations around the world, being spun like at least 10,000 times a month for the past year. And it's like, I'm like, wow, I'm in awe of it, actually, because it's all new to me. So I said, if I could do that for me, I guess I could do that for other people. So that's how, bringing the background to the label, that's how they came up. So Are You Ready is just, it was just a jump off point. And you know how Babyface and a lot of producers had to put themselves out there first in order to gain a little, you know, stature and people to look at them and say, oh, you can produce, you can write. So that's the route I took. I said, let me lead by example and do what my fellow brothers have done. So that's why I'm doing this. I'm not trying to be this great big artist. I know that it's my time. I've done my thing. But you have to put yourself out there in order for people to respect and trust you. So I've gained the trust from the artist that way. They say, oh, girl, he'll take care of us. I know he will because he understands. You know, so that's why I did that, really.
Right.
It was a leap of faith.
Well, and it's that leap of faith, I think, like I said, that means so much to other people. And again, it's leading by example, as you said, about showing what's definitely possible. Again, that single's Are You Ready is available for pre-order right now. It actually releases on June the 20th. So make sure you are heading over to your favorite online retailer and be able to pre-order it now for yourself. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Lacey, as well as, of course, what's coming up next for him. You know, I want to say, going back to the career, how we kind of began this conversation, and you alluded to something interesting, and that is there are people who will say about being a jack of all trades, and I would leave off the latter part of that when it comes to you, because I think you would say, you know, by looking at your career, that you have been able to have what a lot of people look at as success. I'm curious, though, for you, Lacey, how has your idea of success changed, considering the places you've been to, the things you've been able to do? How has the idea of what success is for Lacey Phillips changed over the years?
Wow, that's a big question, a very important one, Cyrus. You know, I just have to go back to my beginning before I give you that. When I got into this business, I got into it because I love to do it. It was something my family did, and we did it. It was a no-brainer to me. I didn't get into the business for the reason some people do, to be famous or to make a lot of money. It was like being in the playground for me, you know, being in the sandbox, playing with the dirt, playing on the swings, the monkey bars, and the seesaw, and all that stuff. So that's what entertainment was to me. That's why I did so many things. I was like, ooh, so what's that over there? Oh, my God, I like that too. What's that? So success was having joy and feeling full of the energy, the vibrancy of life, doing what you love to do. And if you compensate for it, that's a plus, you know, because today too many artists are going for just the dollar, and then they get locked into a situation where they're not happy. They may be wealthy, but they're not happy and they're not healthy mentally and physically. So I wanted to always make sure that my mental and physical health was well taken care of by doing things that made me feel good, against contrary to what people might have thought. I made some choices. Sometimes people say, you're absolutely out of your mind. But I'm still here, and a lot of those people are not. And that's just how I live my life. Success to me is being happy, having given to others something, a piece of yourself, because you can't take it all with you. So giving back and just living a decent life, because there's no such thing as the ultimate life. I mean, I watch The Lifestyles of Rich and Famous and all these shows, and I see all that. I'm like, you know, but that stuff reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah, because with all that money, all that fame, all that pressure comes a lot of troubles and a lot of downfalls, and you got bills, you got people after you, you got people wanting to take what you have. So I just want to live comfortably and be happy and have people around me that I love and can trust and really know and know me and that I know. You know, that's the simple
right.
things in life for me. That's success.
Yeah. I think it's so important, too, because at the end of the day, that's all we have. I mean, it,
mm-hmm.
that's all we have. The rest of this, you know, can come and go, as you say. And I think that's the thing for all of us to be able to remember. It's so important for us to hear someone like yourself, Lacey, to be able to tell us that that's really what matters. And that, you know, and that's what you've, you know, realized, you know, even with all that you've been able to see, all the people you've been able to work with, that that is,
mm-hmm.
again, what truly means happiness. And then, of course, being able to continue to share that with other people, too, again, through
yeah.
teaching and now, of course, through nurturing with this label. I think it has to be great, too. You know, the last thing I want to talk to you about, then we're going to let our audience know how they can stay connected with you, is association, because that seems to be another key for you as well. How
mm-hmm.
important has it been for you to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who were there to lift you up, to inspire you, and to push you to your next level?
It has been the most awesome thing and the key thing, because, first of all, communication and relation is what life is all about, regardless of what field or endeavor you're in. If you can't communicate and if people don't like you, you go nowhere. So it's important to know who you are and what you're bringing to the table so that you can convey that to the person, because people are not just going to look at you and say, oh, I know you. I know what you have to show by example. You have to lead by example. And that takes, you may not know everything, but just being true, staying true to your craft, being present in the moment,
mm-hmm.
and being honest in every situation that you do. I mean, I've worked with, like, Debbie Allen even. I mean, she was a mentor to me for over 10 years. I was her assistant, and my God, the knowledge and the wealth, I couldn't pay for that kind of education, to be side-by-side
right.
side with someone like Debbie Allen, or even Michael Peters, who passed away. He was Michael Jackson's choreographer. He took me on his wing when I was 19. You know, I worked with, like, Mariah Carey, Lauryn Hill, all these people, you know, and I've even turned down jobs with some people because I didn't feel the bright energy. And people are like, you're crazy. Oh, my God. You know, I said, no, I'm not doing it for the money. If I don't feel that it's going to be a mutually great collaboration, I will turn it down in a flat heartbeat. You know, so relationships, communication are key to me in that aspect.
Yeah. What a great thing. Another thing for us all to be able to remember and to keep in mind as we are going out and doing the things that we love, to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with people that are out to be able to help us to be able to get to where we want to get to. Again, everyone, Lacey Phillips has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Lacey. You know
yes.
him also as Uncle Earl,
Cyrus,
the president
Cyrus,
of
Cyrus.
Uncle Earl Productions. Yes.
Yes. Can I share one thing with you? I'm so excited.
Oh, definitely.
This just happened. I'm in a book that just came out today. It's called 50 Seeds of Greatness. And they use my quote to advertise the book. Can I just read the quote for your
sure,
audience?
Sure, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, the book is called 50 Seeds of Greatness. The author and philanthropist is Jermaine Moody. And he used my quote, which says, "Greatness is taking the ultimate leap of faith, sometimes against all odds. Greatness is accepting failures or disappointments as life lessons and using them as tools for growth and expansion. Greatness is understanding that you succeed by the mere fact of acting upon a thought, idea, or dream without knowing the outcome."
Wow. That's powerful and a great thing for us all to be able to remember for sure. Again, 50 Seeds of Greatness. And Jermaine Moody is the author, Lincoln?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So make sure you all look
awesome
for that
product.
Book, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com or through, of course, your favorite online retailer for sure. A great, great opportunity again, you know. And, you know, Lacey, I'm sure that we will be reading your own story pretty
oh,
soon for
Lord.
Sure.
That will be, I don't know. That's going to take a while. I don't know. But I have to give a shout out to Mr. Oscar Sanchez from Affluent Entertainment for
sure.
introducing us. And, he has been a godsend. He has taken me under his wing He saw the vision, he saw the passion, he saw the drive, and he has helped me get Uncle Earl Hits Records distributed through Affluent, Orchard, and Sony Records, which I never imagined in my whole life. So big props to Oscar.
Well, for sure, and thank him definitely for setting up this conversation with us. Appreciate that, Lacey, for sure. And look, looking forward to the next conversation with you, man. You're welcome back here anytime.
Oh, please, anytime. And you know, I have a radio show, too, as well, so maybe you might have to come on mine.
Would love that. Would love that. Thank you so much for that. It would be an honor for sure.
Okay. All right.
All right. Again, everyone, Lacey Phillips has been our guest, everyone. We definitely thank him for stopping by. I also thank Oscar Sanchez, as he mentioned, of Affluent Records for setting up this conversation. And thank all of you for tuning in, both on the radio dial as well as online, for another edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Lacey, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.